O salutaris hostia, quae celi pandis hostium, bella praemunt hostia. Sit sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino, nobis donne in patria.
Depths of our need for you, so that you can be who you long to be for us, a loving and compassionate Savior. And so, Lord, give us an increase of faith, so that we might run with you and cry out to you, and no longer hide, no longer wear any masks, but allow you to be who you are, our Lord and our God. Jesus, you are the perfect revelation of the Father. Everything you have done, everything you have said, reveals the heart of one who is passionate for us. We beg you, Jesus, pour out the promise of your Father. Pour out the Paraclete, the Advocate, our Comforter, so that we might be caught up in worshiping you, caught up in adoring you, because that's what we're made for, to give ourselves completely in praise and thanksgiving to you, a Creator, our Redeemer. Send out your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. As Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a multitude go by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Some of my favorite stories of the Bible, because it presents Jesus as one who is moved by faith. And it presents the church as often uncomfortable with such faith. You see, this guy couldn't see Jesus at all, but he had heard about him. He had heard about who God is, about how good he is, and what God was doing in and through Jesus. He could not see Jesus, but he saw Jesus with faith. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This great messianic title of Jesus as the Son of David, as the Messiah who will come to restore the kingdom of God to his people. "Have mercy on me." And yet the disciples themselves begin to rebuke him. One of the things that becomes very difficult in the church, when people begin to reach out to Jesus, when people begin to seek Jesus, it is often the disciples themselves who are rebuking them for looking for Jesus. I mean, if Jesus was walking around today, which he's going to, and we cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on you, have mercy on me." Sometimes there are people in the church that say, "Stop calling out to Jesus. He does not heal today. He's not going to heal you. He does not have the power to do that. He only did that in the New Testament period." There are people being rebuked for approaching Jesus in faith. And yet Jesus is the same today as he was the yesterday and the same forever. He is our God, our healer. And sometimes we've allowed the voices of the church to prevent us from approaching Jesus with faith. We've allowed the unbelief, perhaps, of our family, the unbelief of perhaps people in the church to actually, you know what, I really don't want to approach Jesus that much. Jesus really can't save me. Jesus really can't redeem me. He can't allow me to see. Now, this miracle is very interesting because it's not just about physical sight. Certainly, this blind man wanted physical sight. Because Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Obviously, Jesus knew he was blind. What is he doing? He's drawing out a desire. He's drawing out prayer. He's drawing out hunger. What do you want me to do for you? Let me receive my sight. And we know he's healed physically. But each of us knows the sight that we desperately need is the sight of God's incredible and immeasurable love for each of us. The sight of Jesus Christ, our risen King. To know him is to be healed. To know that his love in the depths of our heart is to experience this healing that he came to bring. And so in many ways, today, Jesus is here. And he's inviting each of you to respond in faith. In just a little bit, I'm going to be going through carrying Jesus. And as he comes by, how much faith will you have that Jesus will touch you? How much faith do you have that Jesus actually wants to change your heart? How much desire is there? Jesus is the Son of David. He is our King. Our King who longs to reign in love. And there are all sorts of different things in our life that I spoke about earlier today that prevents him from reigning in love. But when we see those things preventing him from reigning in love, what do? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We just got to keep calling out for more. Because his mercy is stronger than our resistance. His mercy is stronger than anything that comes against us. But we have to keep crying out for more. And here is this mystery of people who approach Jesus in faith in the Gospels. Those who continue to approach him, those who continually seek will find. Those who continually ask will receive. And those who continually knock, the door will be open to them. And what Jesus longs to give us more than anything else is the gift of his love in the Holy Spirit. Because it is by means of the Holy Spirit that Jesus reigns. And I want to reassure you today, the Holy Spirit has power to change you. But he cannot do it without your permission. The more I pray with people and the more I do ministry, the more I recognize that our number one enemy is control. We want to approach Jesus on our own terms. We want Jesus to do only what we ask him to do and nothing less and nothing more. We don't see Jesus in terms of our God who wants to love us, to continue to redeem us, to continue to make us whole, to give us his peace, to give us his love. We often approach him by saying, Jesus, do this for me, and if you don't, I will not believe in you. If you don't do this, if you don't actually solve this situation, I'm going to pull my heart away from you. That is so painful to the heart of Jesus. That grieves his heart. Not because we're weak, but because it prevents him from loving us. You see, Jesus isn't disappointed in any of us. Some of you don't believe that. He's not disappointed in you at all. He's trying to love you. Any parent knows, especially mothers, they try to love their children. The child that rebukes that love, that resists that love. The child that makes all sorts of poor decisions because of it. Jesus' heart goes out with compassion for each one of us. And it's because we know that compassion, we know the incredible love of God, that we cry out to him, have mercy on me. And if we stay in that posture of faith by which we cry out to Jesus, have mercy on me. I give you complete permission to do whatever you want. Send your Holy Spirit anew, afresh in my life. That type of permission, that type of blank check, like, Lord, do whatever you want, is what he's desperate for. Because if you give that to him, then he has the capacity as Lord and King to begin to move powerfully in your heart. I spoke a little earlier about those who don't know they need healing. Why would blind Bartimaeus cry out to Jesus unless he knew he needed healing? One of the reasons why I described the healing that we need in the Christian life this morning was to give you a kind of a greater hunger and thirst for the healer himself. If you know you're desperate for him, then you're willing to cry out in desperation to him. But if you do not know you're desperate for him, most likely you're going to be indifferent toward him. Oh yeah, Jesus of Nazareth is walking by. Okay, big deal. I got video games to play. Right? Big deal. You know, he means nothing to me. But if you know you're in a situation which you desperately need the love of God in the depths of your heart, you need to be rooted and grounded in that salvific love, then you will cry out to Jesus, which will enable him to come towards you and say to you, what do you want me to do for you? And today we're going to do that. How many of you right now believe that your Lord and Savior is here right now? Raise your hand. Your Lord and Savior, who is so in love with you, wants to touch your heart. And so, as we move forward in this holy hour, I want to lead you into some of these, I want to kind of lead you in a practical way of surrendering your heart to him. Surrendering the different areas of pain, inviting him to come so that he can do his thing. And as we do that, I may call out what I'm receiving from the Lord with regard to healing, with regard to different situations going on in people's lives. Sometimes the Lord tells me what's going on. This last Saturday, I was at a women's retreat, and I was preaching, and the Lord said, sciatica. So I said, Jesus is going to be healing someone with sciatica right now. As I said that, a woman that had 15-year sciatica pain due to a botched surgery in her back was completely healed on the spot. Just in the back of the room, we had several people healed physically where they began to start weeping because they felt all sorts of things going through their body because Jesus showed up. They came, they saw, and the power of the Holy Spirit manifested the risen Jesus. The key is focus on him. I'm going to give you an opportunity to lay down some of these things that have been on your hearts. Lay down some of these things that have been really persecuting you. But I want you to keep your eyes on Jesus. What do you want Jesus to do for you? What is that in your life? What do you want him to do for you? And are you willing to let go of control, let go of fear, let go of all the ways in which you try to make yourself good, to make yourself lovable? Are you willing to let that go so that he can do that for you? So I want to invite each of you to close your eyes right now. One of the biggest blocks to Jesus doing his will in our life is unforgiveness. I know that many of you went to confession this afternoon, but I want you to give Jesus permission by the power of his Spirit to reveal to you anyone you need to forgive. So I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Ask his Spirit to come upon your head, your heart, just to surround you with his anointing. And as his presence comes near, I want you to let go of control. Let go of that tendency to protect yourself, to have it all together. Allow yourself to be very weak right now. Allow yourself to be in this place of uncomfort. because the Comforter is with you. I want each of you to repeat this prayer after me. Holy Spirit, please reveal to me anyone I need to forgive. Just allow people to come up in your minds right now. As the Holy Spirit is revealing people in your mind, I want you, just out loud but under your breath, Jesus, I forgive. Jesus, I forgive. Each time when someone comes up in your mind, Jesus, I forgive. And try to allow yourself to visualize or to remember precisely what this person did or didn't do that caused you pain. Forgive from the place of pain. Jesus, I forgive. Jesus, I forgive. Jesus. Jesus. I forgive. And some of you, as you forgive, the Lord is prompting you to let go of anger, to let go of rage, to let go of this desire for revenge that has been plaguing you for a very long time. Jesus, I forgive. And Lord, I release anger. I release revenge. I give you all bitterness and judgment. Lord, I forgive. The sense that the Lord is also inviting you, for some of you, to forgive yourself, particularly for a cause of a breakup of a situation or a breakup of a relationship. That some people here are just really hard on themselves for ending something that was very good, that has left you in a position of vulnerability and fear. I think Jesus wants you to forgive yourself. Jesus, I forgive myself for making that mistake, for being self-centered, for trying to solve or fix the situation, but only making it worse. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Come, come. As you forgive yourself, let the Lord Jesus come. Jesus. Because in the place of forgiveness, there's vulnerability. There's vulnerability to the... there's insecurity. Just invite Jesus to come now. Jesus, come. Let your presence come. Peace. Peace, Lord. Peace. Peace. Just let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Some of you have a place of fear in your heart right now. I wanted you to ask yourself this question: why am I afraid? As you ask that question, you'll get a statement. I want you to ask Jesus what he says about that statement. Jesus, what do you want me to know about why I'm afraid? Come. Come, Holy Spirit. I said this deep sense, the Lord is taking people in a deeper way to the place of pain that they've ever gone before, because there's new trust in his goodness. Thank you, Lord. thank you for your healing love. I want you to stay in this posture of prayer, and I want you to just give everything to Jesus in your life, particularly any worry and anxiety about the future. Ultimately, Jesus wants your whole heart, and worry and anxiety, fear can become a sinful way of preventing him from loving us. So I want you to all, just in faith, to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe in your love for me. I believe that you are my Lord, my Savior, my King, and my Redeemer. I ask you to forgive all my sins, especially the sin of pride and self-reliance, and any way that I have not let you love me. I give you control of my life. I surrender everything. I choose to follow you every day of my life. I ask you to reveal to me. I seek for you to reveal to me. And I knock on the door of your heart that you show me your love. In a deeper way. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Now I want you to receive. Jesus is here. For some of you, his presence is very strong around your head. For some of you, feel his just heat and warmth in your hands. The Lord is here. And because he's here, he wants you to respond in faith. The faith which says, Jesus, right now you can do anything. Come, Holy Spirit. I also have a sense that Jesus is inviting some people to go back to places of pain. I want to invite you, if you believe that he's inviting you to do that, just ask him to show you where he wants to bring healing. And as a memory comes up, I want you to ask Jesus to walk into that memory with you. So go back to the place. For some of you, this is going to be very simple. Let's invite Jesus to come in. What is it you want us to know, Lord? Here. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. Why don't you just give yourself to the peace that Jesus is giving you? For those who are just resting, just allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself to allow Jesus to gaze on you. His gaze to pierce your heart. Jesus. Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And Jesus is liberating hearts from years of pain, from years of sorrow and shame. He's liberating hearts right now. And if the God is doing something in your heart, if he's done something already, I want you to praise him and thank him. Respond with your heart completely over to him. It's okay to do that under your breath too. Praise and thank him. Try to articulate, praise and thank what he's already doing. Because Jesus is not done. He's still working. He's working in the vineyard of his beloved children. He's restoring. He's giving new life. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Said to me that he was wanting to heal cirrhosis of the liver today. Cirrhosis of the liver. He said infertility. He said neck, right side of the neck. He's bringing healing to right now. And your knees and the inside of the knee, the Lord is bringing healing. Come, Lord. If any of that is you, I want everyone to keep their eyes closed. If any of those conditions I named was you, I want you to raise your hand. And I want you to stand up. Remember, everyone keep their eyes closed. Those who raised their hand, stand up in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to all of you. I declare complete movement of the neck muscles be healed in Jesus' name. Knee joints be healed in Jesus' name. Cirrhosis. Be healed in Jesus' name. Liver, be at peace in Jesus' name. Infertility, be gone in Jesus' name. Let your presence come. And I want you, if it's your neck or your knee, I want you to move it around right now. Try to activate. Try to see what you could do. See if you could do something you couldn't do before. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to try to move it around. I don't see very many people moving. Come, Holy Spirit. If you actually are 80% or better, I want you to wave your hands right now. 80% or wave your hands. Praise Jesus. Everyone can open their eyes and look at those who's waving their hands. Keep waving your hands. Look what Jesus is doing, everybody. God is already bringing healing to his people. Jesus, the Son of David, is in our midst. He's healing people. I want you to thank the Lord for what he's doing right now. In just a few minutes, we're going to have adoration. God is going to continue to touch and move people as we do this. I want you to reach out in faith and allow his love to wreck you. Allow his love to mess you up. Allow his love to just take over like you've never done before. Taylor's going to lead us in music of praise. And as I come by with Jesus, keep your eyes fixed on him and allow him to be Lord. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing.
Do you thirst for a drink from the well?
Our weakness, to embrace our poverty, so that we can be embraced by you, so that we can remain in your embrace. Because it is only in your embrace that we are secure. It is only in your embrace that we are safe. It is only in your sacred heart that we come to know the goodness of the Father. Give us this grace always, Lord. Never be ashamed of our need for you, but to find you in that need. Because you are good. You provide everything that we need. That everything that happens to us works unto good because we believe. Nothing will separate us from your love. And we praise you, we thank you for everything you did today. Everything that you're doing right now. We thank you. Because we know they are signs to us of your goodness and of the fullness that we will receive in heaven. Where you will be all in all. Where we will reign with you forever in heaven.
Could please pick up their programs. We're going to sing the Tantum Ergo.
Tantum Ergo Sacramentum Venere Mercernum. That fear. que supplementum sensum defectui genitori genitoque lasset jubilatio.
Given them bread from heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given us the Eucharist as the memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this sacrament of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of your kingdom, where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
And if everyone could please refer to your program, we will say the divine praises together. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God and his angels and his saints.
Thank you.
be. We're going to sing together one more time.
Holy, holy.
Give a round of applause for Jesus.